Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Let's just go in chronological order. I think we could probably get to all five of the games in this segment, then we'll do some of the coaching hires and other off-the-field kind of stuff in about 15 minutes. But tell you what, I did not see this one coming.
No, sir.
I did not see the Texans beating the absolute brakes on. The Chargers did it to themselves.
They did, dude.
32-12, Herbert, those four picks. I thought the Chargers were going to win that game, and they didn't come close.
They didn't do nothing. They were in so control. And the one big play by C.J. Stroud just turned it on offensively. But their defense was outstanding. I didn't realize Justin Herbert didn't have a yard rushing.
Nope.
And there were lanes for him to go. He just sat there for some reason. Yep. But, yeah, Will Smith and them boys and Danielle Hunter, they kept pressure on him through bad picks. Bad. He threw bad interceptions,
He threw three picks all season.
Bad.
He threw four picks on Saturday.
Yes, he threw terrible. I mean, but, yeah, C.J. Stroud looked better. Mm-hmm. But that defense got him where they need to go. But, yeah, the Chargers just – he pitched down their leg. Lad played well.
Yeah, I think he set a rookie record for receiving yards in a playoff debut.
Lad played really, really good. But, yeah, that Houston defense is a problem, man. And they looked like it turned him over four times. But, I mean, it was just the way the interception he threw. You're like, ew.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing,
dude? What do you see? Why don't you take the easy first down with your legs like you've been doing all season?
Yeah.
Maybe he was hurt. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was a bad look.
That was an ugly football game. And I think I got too far ahead of myself with the Jim Harbaugh fixes everything stuff because the Chargers are still the Chargers.
Yeah.
What a chargery performance.
Yeah, I mean, because they were in control.
Ugh.
They were in control. I know it was 6-0, but they were controlling the game.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, CJ made a lot. I mean, they're the last 2 minutes of the first half won that game for the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. It damn sure did. It just won it for them.
32-12, Texans are on the next round. No, neither did I. We saw this one coming and honestly thought it would be worse and probably could have been. I don't know. The final score really tells the story of this one. Ravens beat the Steelers 28-14.
Give it to Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
Give it to Aaron some more.
Phenomenal. I mean, he goes for 186 and two touchdowns. Lamar was great, too. He just didn't have to do all that much because they just gave it to Derrick Henry a whole bunch of times. And for the fifth straight time?
Yes.
The Steelers make the playoffs and lose.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since they won a playoff game. Obviously, they go to the playoffs. I feel like these are good problems.
They are, but yeah, but
people, they're still problems.
They're still problems and everything like that. Going back to what they did, I thought Pittsburgh. I don't understand their opening game plan. I mean, understanding that they were crashing the ends to take away that inside run to Derrick Henry, but Lamar kept pulling. They ran it four straight times, and Lamar pulled it four straight times. And so, I mean, he was outstanding in the game, but it was all about Derrick Henry doing his thing. You look at Pittsburgh. I mean, Russ has some nice plays, some nice throws and everything like that. But their defense is banged up. And, you know, Mike T, I love Mike T. I just saw a report that says that he's not going anywhere. But maybe it's time. I don't know. But, those are first-world problems. You get to go to the playoffs. He took this team to the playoffs with Russell Wilson and damn Justin Fields.
Yeah.
No quarterbacks that nobody really wanted.
Yeah, that's my thing is, like, if you want to – I guess cast him aside and blame him for it. I don't know if that's really – I don't know that it would really be blaming. It would more just be like, hey, maybe it's run its course and everybody needs a fresh start. I wouldn't do that if I was them. I would try to get real quarterback play.
That's what I would try to do.
And upgrade my offense. I mean, obviously going 10-7 with those guys is admirable. They were 10-3, though.
Yes.
Weren't they? Or 10 and 4.
They were 10-3.
And they lost 10-3. All their games to finish the season. And obviously quarterback play was a part of that. But, like, to me, going 10-7 with that situation is impressive.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he was able to actually get them into the playoffs with what they had was impressive to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a football coach. He's a hell of a football coach. And you can but I remember I said this to the beginning of the year because of – however many years of no losing records.
18 now.
Yeah, I said, that's good and all.
Right.
Well, that's what
you want to win a playoff.
But you want to win a playoff game. Yeah. And people in Pittsburgh, and I know that people the example a lot of people want to use now is the Andy Reid situation and things like that. Okay, well, I mean, if they decide to move on from Mike, and if Mike decides he's ready to move on, he'll have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Yeah, have a job tomorrow. You got a head coach here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that one thing about he ain't finna snake raw.
No.
No, he ain't gonna snake raw.
But if, you know, I mean, next year.
Yeah, he ain't gonna snake raw.
Maybe he'll go one more year.
I don't think he'll take off. I don't.
Even, like, right after?
Huh. I don't think so.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So I guess I won't take him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm just saying, like, in theory, yeah, I would take him.
I know your theory. Yeah.
I would like to have him coach my football team.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. The Bills beat the hell out of the Broncos.
Didn't see this one coming.
Didn't?
I thought the Bills would win. I said I think it would be closer. Because remember, I took the Broncos in the 9.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, yeah, I can see it be somewhere around there. And the first drive for Denver looked like
it. Yeah, yeah. Now they got off to a nice start.
Boy,
that was all she wrote.
Buffalo got into that the Big 12, and usually we call it Big 12 when you bring a tackle in at the tight end and put them at the end of the line and just run power.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. Here, Cookie, just run the damn ball.
What a year he's had,
good for him, man.
I know Josh Allen gets
16 touchdowns?
A ton of credit, and rightfully so. But yeah, 16 touchdowns.
Yeah,
he went over 1,000 yards rushing. Like, the thing that they didn't have forever, two things that killed them forever. Never had a great running game. They definitely have that now with him, and obviously Josh Allen can run it too. And Josh Allen stopped turning the ball over.
Yep.
They fixed their two biggest problems on offense.
Yep.
And lo and behold.
They
win all the games, and now we got the matchup we wanted.
Oh, boy.
Everybody got what they wanted.
Yeah, man.
Bills and the Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. It's going to be a great football game. I think the Ravens are minus one right now.
Oh, are they? Okay.
I think so.
All right.
But, I mean, that's going to be one of them games. But, yeah, I didn't realize, I mean, like, they cut up the Broncos.
They killed them.
And they weren't really explosives or nothing. Yep. They just ran through them. They ran. I mean, they just bullied that defense. That's why I thought it would be. When I said that, now I was like, oh, no, man. Denver's defense is pretty damn good.
Yep.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're good. And they're probably ahead of schedule, right? Yeah. Making the playoffs with having to deal with all the Russell Wilson money. And they got good young players on defense. But, yeah, no, the Bills are one of the teams that are just kind of in a different category right now, man. You got the Bills and the Chiefs and the Lions. And there's a few teams that are the Eagles that are kind of top shelf right now. And it's kind of, there was a lot of thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We'll see you next year.
Pretty much.
This weekend in the playoffs. I think the Packers kind of got that from the Eagles as well.
Yeah. I think the thing with the Eagles game is, like, Jalen didn't look good. He looked rusty because he didn't play in a while and things like that. They were able to run the ball, control it. I mean, Jordan Love played like ass.
He did.
He played like ass.
He did the one thing we said he can't do.
Yeah. He played like, the Eagles defense a lot of credit. Played really well. We talked about the dogs. Nolan Smith was everywhere yesterday, busting people's face and shoulders and things. Obviously, we talked about N'Kobe Dean going down, which is a bad deal. I think, you know, Jalen's got to get more comfortable. Because, again, he went out early in that Washington game.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ain't played football or anything like that. I saw another version off of the tush push, tried to hit one to J.J. Brown.
They had
which was cute.
Yeah.
Which is real cute.
A little wrinkle to the tush push.
Yeah, I like it, though.
Yeah, I like it.
Takes guys out the box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep them honest.
Takes guys out the box.
We'll talk about A.J. Brown in 10 minutes
and
the story about him coming out of the football game.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, the Eagles, I'm with you. I was just impressed with the way the Eagles' defense played. Again, Jordan Love hadn't turned the ball over really in the second half of the year. He really turned it over a lot in the first half, and it got better at that. He had three picks. They're never going to beat the Eagles if he has three picks. And hopefully for the Eagles.
I mean, the game, the tempo was like on the first quarter, the first kickoff. We don't
I know. The Packers. Packers made some of the dumbest mistakes that you'll see in that game. Just penalties and turnovers. And it's like.
I like Matt LaFleur. He was hot. And that's exactly what he said. I know he went in there, cussed they behind out.
Yeah. We already spent quite a bit of time on the Commanders-Bucks game. Early in the show, because it happened late last night. It was the best game of the weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Great game back and forth. The doink, the divisional doink. Commanders get their first playoff victory in 20 years.
Being on the sideline, you're Bucks player, you're like, oh!
Because it's fade. If it was a 38-yard field goal, it wouldn't have gone in.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But he was just close enough to hit the post and have it sneak in, and there you go.
Doink!
I didn't realize that was the Commanders' fourth kicker this year.
Yeah.
That's they're on to their fourth kicker.
Yep.
That's crazy. Made it when it mattered.
Ice water, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly
water,
right. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle Part 2, some of the stuff that happened off the field, including, I mean, who doesn't like to read, you know? It's never a wrong time to read. Got to get your vocabulary up.